Hoonah's icy straight point is positioning itself as one of Alaska's top cruise ship destinations. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, roughly one in three cruise ship tourists will visit the entertainment complex on the outskirts of the small southeast community next year.
Executives from Norwegian Cruise Lines visited Hoonah to participate in the groundbreaking of a second cruise dock designed for the company's two megaships deployed to Alaska. Senior Vice President Howard Sherman says that Hoonah's beautiful setting and thriving Alaska Native culture is what convinced its corporation to invest.
This isn't just another destination. It's the culture and the people that make it special. Anyone can build a zip line, and yours is amazing. It's the most fun I've ever been down, but you can do that anywhere. And you can't buy that authenticity. You can't build it. You can't put it in a t-shirt shop. You know, you can't put it in a jewelry store. So, you know, we are so excited and so honored to be a part of this, and I thank you.
During a ceremony commemorating the event, Tlingit elders blessed the site and retold the story of the town's founding. Two centuries ago, their ancestors' village was displaced by advancing glaciers in what's now Glacier Bay National Park. As frigid winds blew in from the northwest, elders interpreted it as a sign of approval from the village's ancestors. Hoonah elder Kenny Gray says there are deep ties to the forested uplands that will be the site of a cruise ship dock starting next year.
To us, this land has a spirit, and we're going to treat it properly.
The 500-foot floating dock is a partnership between Norwegian Cruise Lines and Hoonah Totem Corporation, the local village corporation. Terms of the deal are not publicly disclosed. The arrangement is possible because the city approved a 25-year lease for the project. The name Hoonah doesn't appear on cruise ship schedules. On promotional maps, it's Icy Straight Point that passengers will visit. That's the result of shrewd marketing by Hoonah Totem Corporation, which transformed a defunct seafood cannery into a seasonal entertainment complex. Since 2004, it's expanded rapidly and now features a zip line, ropes course, restaurant, and brewery. A cruise dock was first added in 2015. This second dock will be about a half mile further from town, creating a tourist exclave away from downtown Hoonah. Early on, cruise visitors numbered in the thousands, but this season will bring more than 250,000 passengers on 137 ships. The second dock adds even more capacity. By the time it's done, the destination could see upwards of 400,000 cruise visitors a season, making it a top destination right along with Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan. That made some Hoonah elders at the ceremony uneasy. Stuart Mills works as a seasonal bear viewing guide. He's worried that bringing in too many people could dilute what Hoonah has to offer.
See, our town's only 800 people. So we get 5,000 people on this ship and 5,000 people on that ship. That's 10,000 people. We're going to have buses running everywhere, people running everywhere. And it kind of might hinder us because of the fact that we won't have enough for all the excursions for people to do what they want to when they come here.
The Village Corporation is mindful that feelings are mixed here, but it's difficult to measure public sentiment. When the project was announced in December, the Village Corporation said it would hold public meetings in the winter. That didn't happen. Hoonah Totem CEO Russell Dick says they still hope to do public outreach later in the year, but he believes history won't judge its organization by its profit margins alone.
Because if it did, we're no better than any other company out there. But I do truly believe that the history will judge us on whether or not we create those economic opportunities for our shareholders and whether or not we ensure a vibrant and strong culture as we go forward.
The first cruise ships of the season are expected next week. Reporting in Hoonah, I'm Jacob Resnick.